The poetry and the songs that you are supposed to write, I believe, are in your heart. You just have to open up your heart and not be afraid to get them out. Judy Collins has never been afraid to bare her soul through her music, and now, more than 60 years after the release of her first album, her beauty and poetry still resonate with the audiences around the world. Audiences in Victoria will have the chance to experience that magic for themselves when Sweet Judy Blue Eyes plays two Victoria shows in March. At 85, Collins is still touring and sharing her gift with hundreds of performances every year. If you're an artist and are given that gift of music, it's something that can energize you and, if you're lucky as I have been, you can do it your whole life, Collins says. Of course, throughout her incredible and inspiring career, Collins has been a part of music history, and, given a little prompting, she will recount some stories about the great talents with whom she's shared a stage. But some of her most impactful memories don't involve the biggest names. When I first started out, I sang at a place called the Gilded Garter, Collins recalled. Bob Dylan was hanging out there waiting to see if he could get on Hootenanny, and we'd sing together occasionally. Of course, he wasn't known as Dylan back then, not yet. I think that people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. The memory of those early days gave rise to another memory for Collins, and she recounted how, while at the Gilded Garter, the owner of a strip show in Denver convinced Collins and Dylan into coming to see a headliner at her club, a woman named Tempest Storm. After the show, we went backstage to meet her. We were just starting out back then, and this wonderful lady took me aside and gave me some advice, Collins said. She told me that, if you're good enough, you never have to take it all off, that you have to deal your cards out carefully and leave something for the next time. Every show is a new beginning. It's advice that Collins never forgot, and she took it to heart, approaching every show, every project, with new excitement and energy. As an aside, Tempest Storm went on to a decades-long career that prompted the mayor of New York to declare Tempest Storm Day in her honor in 1999. Other musical icons who've shared the stage with Collins are almost too numerous to list. Oh gosh, I was a great friend of Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Phil Ochs, Tom Paxton, so many others. I worked with Stephen Sondheim, that was interesting, and well, so many others, Collins said. I think that people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. Music is something that calls to us from our dreams and peeks out of the corner of our eyes when we think no one is looking. But if it's something you love, you'll find a way to get it out to the world. It would be a mistake, though, to think of Collins as just a musical legend of the past. Yes, she has that remarkable 55-album body of work, but she's writing, still recording, and, in 2017, Collins returned to the work of the songwriter who gave her an early hit with Send in the Clowns, with a love letter to Stephen Sondheim. That same year, she and longtime friend Stephen Stills collaborated on an album, Everybody Knows. In 2022, Collins was nominated for a Grammy for the seventh time for her latest album, Spellbound. Collins is also an author, having published more than 30 books, and is a lifelong activist and a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Her numerous honors range from honorary doctorates to having her work preserved in the Library of Congress. But, finally, and to keep things in perspective, Collins tells a story that serves to keep her humble. You see, Collins originally trained as a classical pianist, giving it up for folk music and the guitar. Still, when her old piano teacher came to see her in concert, after she was an international star, he came backstage and provided a different viewpoint. I remember he came back and met me in my dressing room where he took my hands in his and, looking down at my fingers, he sighed, Collins recalled with a chuckle. Then he said, "Ah, Judy, you really could have been someone special. I suppose it's all about how you look at things." For Judy Collins, it's fair to say that she really has seen life from both sides now. Judy Collins will be appearing at the Port Theatre in Nanaimo March 27th and for two shows at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Victoria on March 28th and 29. Update. Organisers have announced the cancellation of both scheduled Judy Collins concerts in Victoria after the singer-songwriter was hospitalised. At this time, organizers are considering either issuing full refunds or rescheduling the performances for fall 2025. Ticket holders will be updated as soon as a final decision is made.